Okay, I need these on. Okay, if you'd all just stand, please, to receive the colours. Thank you. It's really good to see you all here tonight. I hope you already do feel the warmth of the congregation here at Abbots Cross. But maybe it's your first time, and it is normal for us here to welcome everybody to the best that we can. So if you want to just turn around there and shake hands and welcome someone, if they've never been before, please fire on ahead. Pastor stealing my thunder tonight. I believe you've already done that. But anyway, that's just the way it goes, doesn't it? It's so good to be here tonight. The singing's tremendous. I just love to sing praise and worship unto the Lord. But I just want to read a wee psalm to you tonight from Psalm 100. And it says, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation." You know, God is good, and I'm sure many of you can testify that in your lives. I can certainly testify to that in my life, that God is good. And we're just going to stand and sing our opening hymn, which is Amazing Grace. It's the new version, "My Chains Are Gone, I've Been Set Free." Thank you. Thank you. We just hope tonight that you might just get a glimpse. If you don't already know the Lord and Jesus that we're talking about in that amazing grace, our prayer tonight is that perhaps you'll just get a glimpse of something here tonight and that you'll go and seek and find him for yourself. We're just going to open in prayer. Father, we just thank you for your amazing love. Father, we thank you that despite of who we are and despite of what we've done, you still love us. And Father, you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for us. Lord, that is love beyond anything that we can comprehend. It is love that we don't deserve, and yet, Father, you sent your one and only Son. Father, we just thank you for the privilege of being able to sit here tonight and to sing your praises. Lord, we think of Christians across the world, Lord, who do not have that freedom, who have to worship you in secrecy. And Lord, even those who have been put in prison, and even worse, because they have chosen to follow you. Father, we just thank you for the freedom that we have in this small country of ours. Father, we just pray for this service tonight. Lord, it's not about us, it's about you. Father, it's not what we're here to perform. It's not that we're here, Father, to say how good we are. Father, we're here because we want to worship you. And we're here because we want to lift your name higher. So, Lord, whatever goes on in this service tonight, we just pray that you will be in the center of everything. Father, it's been one of those days. I just think of Jackie tonight, Lord, who hasn't been able to make it. I just pray that you will uphold her and Derek and undertake for them at this time. Let them know that we are thinking about them, and for Derek's parents who are ill. We just pray that you will undertake. And Father, I'm sure within this congregation, Lord, there are those who do need a touch from you. There are those who perhaps are feeling under the weather because they're not feeling perhaps well. Lord, there are those who have got hidden secrets, things that we know nothing about. But you're the God who knows all. And Father, whatever is in this meeting tonight, Father, we just pray that for that short space of time that we are here, that we might be able to forget our problems and try to focus on you. And Father, we just pray that you will meet needs here tonight. Father, we just pray for those who are outside of Christ. We just pray that we will be able to display in some form how much you love each and every one of us. So Lord, we're glad we're here. We're so glad we can worship and praise you, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, and we just pray for this service. We pray for Mark, Lord, too, that you will just come and give him such a freedom that, Lord, your word will go forth and the message won't be missed. We just pray that we will each listen with an ear that is concentrating on what you have to say to us. And we just pray that we will hear your still, small voice, Lord, in this place tonight. So, Lord, we thank you. We just pray you'll bless this service and that your name will be honoured in everything that we do, because, Lord, you are worthy and because you deserve it all. For it's in your name we ask everything. Amen.
Yeah. readings taken from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labour of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places.
Well, may I, on behalf of the leadership of the church, welcome everyone here to this very important day in the life of the Girls Brigade, and particularly this company. We trust that you all feel at home and you're enjoying the service with us so far. And we trust that the Lord's blessing will be on this company in throughout this year as they are enrolled once again. We do appreciate the ministry that the Girls Brigade and their officers and leaders, and especially the captain, in their ministry to the girls. And it is a very valuable ministry in this day and age. And so we assure them of our ongoing support and prayers. And thank you so much for your attendance and for your continued support in this great work. The great task given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church was to go into all the world, making disciples of all people. The Girls Brigade endeavours to carry out this work amongst girls. The 207th Northern Ireland Company of Abbots Cross Congregational Church have come here today to their annual service enrolment and dedication. As promises are made by captain and officers, sub-officers and girls, may God give them grace and strength to be true and faithful to these promises. And so to the captain, Sharon Kirkpatrick, you will spend many hours in a work that will bring much fulfillment, yet not without its problems. Always remember in all your labours as captain of this company that God has promised to be with you at all times. Realising then the call of Christ and the responsibility of the duties involved in this office, do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and the promotion of the aim for which the organisation stands? I now enroll you as captain of this company, and on behalf of this church and its leadership, promise to support you by our prayers and cooperation so that the ideals of the Girls Brigade may be achieved. God bless you. I always find it difficult whenever I'm charging the girls here that I'm turning my back on you. But please don't feel that I am turning my back on you. But I really do want to address the girls here. Sorry, ladies. Your support and help to the captain are crucial as you work together as a team. You have the great privilege and responsibility of presenting the claims of Christ to these girls. The task is difficult, but God will help you to lead the girls to seek, serve, and follow Christ. Jean Walker, Patricia Large, Karen Reynolds, Jennifer Kelso, Jackie Cully, Carolyn McTernahan, Louise Hill, Beverly Spencer, and Lizanne Bullen. Realizing then the call of Christ and the responsibility of the duties involved in this office, do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and the promotion of the aim for which the organization stands? I now enroll you as officers and associate officers of this company, and may God grant you grace to be faithful to your charge and crown your work with success. Jessica Barr, Jasmine Kerr, and Chelsea Kirker, you have been appointed to this position of responsibility by your captain. Do you promise to support your captain and officers and to set a good example to the girls as you work with them in the company, striving at all times to be true to the girls, to the aims of the Girls Brigade? Girls, do you promise with God's help to obey the rules of the GB company, to listen to your captain and officers, and to do your very best at all times to set a good example to other girls? Yeah. Spoken very enthusiastically. I now enroll you as members of the Girls Brigade. May Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, give you strength to be faithful to duty, loyal to your company, strong in times of temptation, and his faithful servants always. I'll ask the congregation to please stand for prayer. Let's pray together as we ask the Lord's blessing upon the Girls Brigade and in particular the 207th. Northern Ireland Girls Brigade Company. Let's pray together as we ask God's blessing upon this company. Lord, we thank you for everything that the Girls Brigade stands for. We thank you for their aims, their principles and their practices. And we thank you, Lord, for those involved in seeking, Lord, to aid these young girls and ladies in finding their path and the path of salvation in Christ, and to knowing his lordship over their lives. We thank you for these promises that have been made and these vows that have been undertaken. And, O God, we know that oftentimes it can be difficult working, and yet, O God, difficult work, and yet, O God, we thank you that there's help that comes from heaven above as we seek to minister one to the other. We pray for the captain and for the officers and sub-officers and for the whole company. God grant that this may truly be a blessed day in the life of the Girls Brigade and the 207th Company. But Lord, may it also be a blessed year. May the Spirit of God come upon every member and every officer and every child and every girl. And may they, Lord, come to faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for their parents, Lord, and for those who care for the children. And we ask, Lord, that you will give them the vision, give them the burden, as they seek to see their girls influenced for the gospel and for the kingdom. Lord, may they be able to realize all that they do is rewarded in heaven, and God will give the increase. Bless, we pray, as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lovely to be with you all. That was really exciting. Like, seriously, so cool. Hello, girls. Hello. Who done your hair? Where is your mommy? Is she here? Where's this girl's mommy? This girl here, just look up and just see everybody. Harmony. Hello, Harmony. Oh, this is Harmony. Who's your mommy? Oh, her hair's lovely. It is so good to be with you. And I am so sorry I'm late, but I got stuck in traffic the whole way from Kilkeel right up here. And I was sort of panicking a wee bit. But I got here. And do you know what? I thought to myself this week, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to preach a big, massive, long sermon. Amen? Like, really long. Like, you're really warm, aren't you? Because I've heard you the whole time going to your friend beside you. It's so warm. Are you warm? I'm warm. Are you warm? Are you warm? I'm warm. You warm? Are you still warm? Well, I'm going to preach this big, massive, long sermon. And it's going to last forever and ever and ever. And there's going to be 116 points. Now, do you know what I'm going to do? It's amazing, because I was preparing this week, and I thought to myself, I was with some other girls this week in a different thing, and I was preparing this week, and I thought to myself, I'm going to preach in this. And then something wonderful happened, and I've got something in this bag. You ready to see what's in this bag? Are you ready? This is my favorite. I was going to eat chewed, sweet on, because I was eating chewed in the car. Sorry about that. So I was out this week, and I was having a really good week, and I was like talking to loads of folk, and then all of a sudden, this girl came up to me out of nowhere. She allowed me to share this story with you tonight. And this girl came up out of nowhere, and she started to talk to me. Her name is Rhoda. Can you say that okay? Good. You're good. Did you say that all by yourself? Rhoda. Wow. And so Rhoda, guess what was in her handbag? Eeyore. Anybody like Eeyore? Who likes Eeyore? Don't be afraid to say, who likes Eeyore? Pardon? Oh, he loves Winnie the Pooh. He said he loves Winnie the Pooh. Do you?
No.
And so, anybody know anything? Girls, do you know anything about this Eeyore person? Where does he live? Where does he live? Hold on, there's somebody speaking in tongues and they need to be evicted. Who was that? Esker. Where does he live? A 100-acre wood. Nobody can speak like Esker. 100-acre wood. And you know what? Here's the amazing thing. This girl started to tell me this when she took it out of her handbag, and she allowed me to have it very, very kindly. And she said, you know, this guy, is he happy in 100-acre wood? No. Is he a wee bit sad? He is. Because every time he wakes up in the morning, he thinks to himself, not another day like this. Do you want to give him a wee kiss? And he wakes up in the morning and he says, oh no, not another day like this. Does life have to be so bad? And do you know something? Something else happens to him. He keeps losing something. Eh? He keeps losing his teal. See this wee teal? He keeps losing it. And does anybody know who finds it? Who finds it? Me. Yeah.
Me. Yeah. I find it.
But who finds it in 100-acre wood? Bonus points if you get it. Oh, Winnie the Pooh, no. Or not the owl either. Who finds it? Tiger. Who thinks Tiger? What if I said to you that Christopher Robin finds it? Would that be good? Yes, Christopher Robin keeps finding his tail and keeps sticking his tail on. But I'm saying to myself, this girl Rhoda, do you know what age she is? What age do you think this girl Rhoda is that had this in her handbag? 3? What age do you think she is? 2? Oh, so a wee 2-year-old with her handbag walking down the street? Yeah? How cool would that be? What do you know what age she is? The girl Rhoda is 39 years of age. And so she walks about with Eeyore in her handbag. And I'm like thinking, you're a little bit crazy. Like, why would you walk about with Eeyore in your handbag? And then she started to tell me, are you ready to hear the story, girls? Where do you hear this story? When she was small, just 3 years of age, her mummy and daddy died in a fire. And so she was taken away, and she was so small and so tiny and so scared, she was taken away by these people, two men in suits and two ladies in big high heels and skirts like Sharon's wearing tonight. And they took her away, and she was so, so afraid. And as she was driving away in the car, and she was missing her mum and dad so, so much, one of the people that took her away, do you know what they did? They threw back in the car seat this. And they said to her, at 3 years of age, this is what they said to her. You are going to be like Eeyore, sad all your life. Not sad. And so she was placed, and this really shocked me, she was placed in 8 different foster homes. And every single night, girls, the only person that Rhoda had to talk to was Eeyore. And she would have sat with this Eeyore, and she would have looked at Eeyore, and she would have said, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe I am going to be sad all my life. And maybe I am going to be like Eeyore. And maybe I'm going to get up every morning and I'm going to walk about every morning and say, not another morning like this, not another day like this. Every day so bad. Maybe this is as good as my life gets. And so she lived, went to school, and then her friend told her about... Who said that? Jesus. Don't be too spiritual just yet. He told her about GB. I'm serious. And so her friend says, you know what? Rhoda, you got to come to GB and hang out with all us cool girls. Like, we are so cool. And she goes, well, what is GB? And... like, what is it about, and what do you do at GB? And the girl says, you know what, you should come to GB, and you'll find out what it's all about. And so Rhoda looked at Eeyore. She said to herself again, maybe I'm meant to be unhappy all my life. Because that's what them adult people told me, that I will always be unhappy. But anyway, I can't get any more unhappy, so I'm going to go to GB. Wow. And so she went to GB in Coleraine. Anybody know where Coleraine is? It's very near where I live. It's where all the good people live. The sun shines all the time. We eat Morelli's ice cream every day. And so she went to GB and she went in and there was all this stuff happening. And then, I really don't know the whole ins and outs of this, but you must do like a Bible reading. Is that right? And so they came to this thing and this person said, we're going to now do our Bible reading. And Rhoda goes, come on, Mummy, do you want to see your wee daughter? Don't worry, you feed. She maybe wants to see Mummy. Come on, you over and get her, because she's lovely and she thinks this guy at the front is a real freak. She's scared of me. Let me bring her over. I'll let her be, bless her. Isn't she lovely, by the way? Was there two of them in the little group? They are beautiful kids. Bless you so much. Bless you so much. And so she got to GB and this person got up with this book called, what do you think the book was called? the Bible. Okay, and I brought mine with me tonight, and she had never saw this before. And so this girl gets up, and she turns to this, and then she says this: "All you girls will know this verse tonight." And Rhoda went, "I won't know this verse tonight." And then everybody started to say it. And Rhoda was like this. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to say it. You ready? John 3:16. On the count of three, go for it. 1, 2, 6. Gotcha. 1, 2, 3, go. 4. And Rhoda's standing, and she's standing, and she's thinking back of Eeyore, back home in her bedroom, and she's thinking, do you know what? I'm never going to be happy. And then all of a sudden, she hears this wonderful verse: "For God loved the whole world." And she goes, "But He can't love me. He can't love me. Because I've no mommy and daddy, and I was told that I would always be unhappy, and no one loves me." And so her wee friend that invited her to GB nudged her. You ready? Settle yourself. Nudged her. And looked at her and says, "Hey Rhoda, do you know that God loves you?" And Rhoda goes, "Loves me?" And the wee friend goes, "Yes Rhoda, God loves you. So much that He gave His only Son, Jesus, to die for you on a cross." And Rhoda goes, "Well, this is mad. This is crazy mad. How can anyone love me? How can someone love me so much that they've only got one son? One son. And they send him to die on a cross for me." And so Rhoda went home, and she got into her bedroom, and she listed Eeyore, and he was sleeping like this. And she opened his eyes, and she said, Eeyore, did you ever hear of God? Because tonight at GB, I heard of God, and they tell me that God loves me so much that He sent His Son to die for me." Now, Eeyore didn't talk back. But it was the only person she could tell. And so, she went to GB the following week. And they went over the same verse again. And then they said, "We're going to read a new verse this week." And the wee woman got up and opened her Bible, and she read John 8:36. And here's what she said: "If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Now listen, this is wonderful. When I was preaching this morning in Kilkeel, oh, I love my kids in Kilkeel. Love them. And this little boy came running up to me at the end. And he said, "I made this for you, Mark." I keep them all in my Bible, all different things that they make. And I thought, boy, this is good, because do you know what the teacher said in GB after they said, "If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed"? They started to talk about a little bird in the cage, and when you open the door, guess what the little bird does? Flies away! And the GB teacher said, "If you know you're a sinner tonight, you can ask Jesus Christ into your heart and you can be free as a bird." How cool is that? And so Rhoda's going, "Oh man, so God loves me. He sent the Son Jesus for me. And if I say I'm a sinner, A sinner? A sinner? A sinner? How can I be a sinner when I've done nobody any harm? And how can I be a sinner? And why did God take my mummy and daddy? And how can... And she went over this and over this. And then she went to her school blazer. And she found something. A little red thing. And on it was a little jar. And it said on it, Gideon's New Testament. And so she starts to flick through this, and she starts to go, John 3:16, that's the verse I learned, John 8:36. And then she comes to an amazing verse in the book of Romans. And it says this, for all have sinned and fall short of God's standard. Oh, sorry, I'll give it to you in the King James Version, I'll keep myself right. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And she goes, oh, so God loves everybody in the world? And God sent a son for everybody in the world? But this verse says that everybody sinned. So if this verse says that everybody sinned, guess what, Rhoda? You've sinned too. Do you know what she did? I'm not joking. I am a real big Jenny. Seriously? And I'm standing in cold rain, listening to the story, and I'm going, this is amazing. Do you know what she did? She got down on her knees at the side of her bed, and here's what she prayed. Dear God, I don't know why bad things happened in my life, but I have met some good girls in GB. And they have told me that God loves me and Jesus died for me, and I discovered in McGideon's Bible, God, that I'm a sinner. And if I'm a sinner, I just want Jesus to come into my heart right now and save me. Guess what happened? Give me some skin in this one. Come on. Do you know what happened? Just in that moment of time, she was saved. She became a Christian. Because simply she understood something so, so, so simple. A. All of sin. All of us. Did everybody hear that tonight? Yeah. Don't be coming to me at the end and going, how dare you, Mark Taylor from Stranocum, tell me that I'm a sinner. I didn't. I just repeated what God said. All have sinned. A. All have sinned. B. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Just like that. C. And this is the challenge for you girls this year. You see, if you're a Christian, guess what you've got to do? Confess it with your mouth. You've got to tell people. You've got to tell people that you are a Christian. Do you know the amazing thing? Let me finish. I'm finished. Do you know the amazing thing? Look, I can't see you all. Just help me up, darling. Some of you are sleeping near the back. Some of you are grumpy near the back. Can I look at you all tonight? Can I look at you all and tell you something? God loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you. And all you have to do tonight is say, you know what, God? I am a sinner. But you sent your son to die for me. And I just want you to come in now and change my life. Do you not want your life changed? Come on. Seriously, Donald Trump says, let's make America better. Well, can I change it? Let's make Newton Abbey better. You give your life to Jesus Christ tonight, and he will change you for your good and for God's glory and give you a new life to start. Let me pray with you all right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, tonight I just thank you for these wonderful group of girls. And God, I just pray. I pray blessing into their life. I pray tonight that they'll realize that Jesus Christ died for them. And Jesus Christ rose again for them. And Jesus Christ wants to live inside of them. Lord, will you bless them as they embark upon another new term? Bless this church. bless mums, dads, and people that care for these kids. Lord, make families different tonight by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you all.
Coming and speaking to the girls and helping us in our service this evening. Thank you each one for being here, and may God bless you as you journey home. Let's bow together for the benediction. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Heavenly Father, and may the work and the presence and comfort of the Holy Spirit be our experience this evening and tomorrow, the day following, next week, next month. And may he continue to work in our hearts till Jesus comes again or calls us home. Be glorified in our lives, we pray, for we ask it in the Saviour's name. Amen.